for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday afternoon service on July the 7th, 1994, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffees are the speakers for the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
What I'm saying, you may not want to hear it, you may not be in agreement with it, but I'm telling you from experience, we've been into this, we've been dealing with these spirits. And when you can't deny them when they're there and they're talking to you. This girl, when we ran into the Hunter Souls, this girl had every manifestation of sickness of every kind on her. It seemed like everything was working. And I did the same thing I told you I did with the girl that came in that was dizzy and couldn't stand up, and they were going to do the test on her. She was sick. She couldn't find out what her problems were. And she came into the church one night, and she said, "I've got to have deliverance." And I said, "Well, what for?" And she says, "I don't know." And she says, "I wish you would pray." So we started praying, and I started going after the manifestations of the things that were working on her. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Don't go after symptoms. Go after the ruler." And I said, "Well, I don't know who the ruler is." And so I said, "Okay." And I did the same thing. I said, "You that are putting this sickness on her, I command you in the name of Jesus to manifest." And he did after a little bit. And I didn't know who he was or what he was. And when he told me who he was, I did the same thing I did with Apollyon. I went to everybody I knew and said, "Can you tell me about the Hunter Souls?" They said, "I never heard of it." They gave me Ezekiel 13. And it's right there, and I knew that's where it came, where what the Lord had given me. But I said, "Can you tell me how you get him out and what do you do?" And see, I'm willing to learn. I want somebody to help me. I go to the Lord, and the Lord talks to me, but it's easier to go to somebody else. You know, it's hard for the Lord to get through to me sometimes. But when the Lord told me about this thing, he said, "When you go after the sickness, you're going after the manifestation of each soul that's in the Hunter Souls." And say, "Well, I never heard of that." I never did either. But every person that demon had pulled a part of their soul into him, that sickness was manifesting on her. She had manifestation of cancer. She had heart trouble. She had this. She had that. It was everything under the sun. But I want to tell you something. You say, "I don't believe that." Well, I didn't believe it either. But when we cast that thing out of her, every symptom left her. And she has not had one of those symptoms back. Now let's read this, and I want to show you something, what the Lord showed me in reading in this scripture. In Ezekiel 13 and verse 18, it says, "And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls." Isn't that a scripture that says a soul can be hunted? He says, "Will ye hunt the souls of my people, and will ye save the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows wherewith you there hunt the souls." Did you ever stop to think that maybe that the enemy had removed most of their soul? See, I don't believe that. I'm throwing this out to you what I believe. I firmly believe that if you go into the nursing home and you call their soul back, God knows where every bit of it is. Why do you think God said he restores your soul? Well, to me, when you look that word restore up, it says that he brings it back to where it was. And you can't bring something back if it hadn't been removed. And he said he restores our soul. Yeah. And you need your soul. A lot of us, when we get older, we say, "Well, I just can't remember." And people say, "It's old age." No, it's not. When Moses was 120 years old, his eyesight was not dim, his natural strength was not abated, and I believe he could remember everything.
Amen.
And I believe that part of the soul has been removed, and we need to get it back. And all we have to do is believe God to bring it back. God knows where it is, and He can send His angels out to break every jar where part of it's been removed and bring it back to us. The angels are ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation. And we let our angels go around and do nothing most of the time. We need to use them. Send them forth, Father, and bring all of our soul back. You know where it is, and so do they. Send them and bring it back in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The demon told me Sunday night, I'm going to tell you what the demon said. You won't hear what the demon said. I know you don't, but I'm going to tell you anyways. He said, we've laid a trap for you. He said, you better keep your angels around you. He said, you going to Arkansas. He said, we've already warned the spirits over there. You coming. I said, I'm so glad you told me. I said, Father, would you send angels right now to destroy every trap, that the snare that the devil has laid for us, that we will not have any problems. And Father, I want you to line the road as we go with angels that nothing can come close to us.
Hallelujah.
Cleanse our hotel room, put angels around the room we're going to have. And Father, we begin to bind over the camp. We begin to run the enemy off the camp because the demon had warned us that it was taking place. And he got so mad, he said, you can't do that. I said, I just did. You see, we've got authority, but we don't believe it. And the angels of the Lord, they obey the Word of God. And if you've got the Word in you, live it in you, they obey when you speak. They tell me that if I didn't have my protection up there to kill me a long time ago, they sure try. They tried to make me fall and hurt myself. I fall a lot of times, but I don't get hurt. And I know I can almost see one of them stick their foot out to trip me. You say, yeah, if that's high heels, you won't fall. Nah, I'm going to wear them until I'm 100. I have the angels of the Lord in camp around about me, and I don't have to be concerned about it. But I know the authority that God's given us. I told the Lord the other day after we came over here and the brother was talking about the angels. I said, Lord, I want to see some angels. I said, now, Lord, I know they're there. They're always with me because I go into the mall. I take angels. Wherever I go, because I'm not going by myself. The Lord's with me, yes. But the angels are protecting me. And I said, Father, I want to see them. He said, you have not because you ask not. So I said, Lord, I want to see them. I know and I thank God. I praise the Lord for my angels that protect us. But I want you to know that we can send the angels and restore our soul. The Word says that if you've committed adultery, go to Proverbs 6. Some of you look at me like, what rock did she crawl out from under? Praise the Lord. In Proverbs 6, chapter 6 and verse 32 says, but whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding, and he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. When you commit adultery with a woman, vice versa men, you see, you leave a part of your soul in the person. You get a part of their soul. God put man and woman together. They were knit together. We talking about divorce this morning. It would be as easy to separate us from Jesus than it would to man from woman when God puts you together. You ain't nobody going to separate us from Jesus. Only you can do that. And only you separate yourself from man or women. God knitted us together. We became one flesh. I'll tell you something else. Through this soul tie, my husband and I have a strong soul tie. He doesn't resent my preaching, or he backs me, and he loves me. But I'm going to tell you something. I love him too, but I'm going to tell you something. I was getting deliverance, trying to, from some sickness, and I couldn't get rid of it. He was working on me. He was calling sickness off of me, and we'd gone after the ruler. We'd gone done everything we knew to do. And I said, Jim, you bring this to me. You always get it, and you bring it. It's a cold, congestion. And I said, you give it to me. I said, I know we say, you know, you brought the germ, and I got the germ. But why can't I get rid of it? Because usually with deliverance, I get rid of it. And we were sitting there, and I said, break an evil soul tie between you and I. And he did. And he started calling the stuff off of him. And I got delivered. I usually just yawn to get deliverance. Man, I had my head down in the bucket. He was sitting over there calling stuff off him, and I was had my head in the bucket. I got delivered from it. But it was coming, transferring to me through an evil soul tie. And everything that you don't like about your husband, And husbands, you don't like about your wives may be coming out of you, women. It may be you projecting it at your husband. You see, we don't know all about that becoming one flesh that God said we become. That's why adultery and incest and all of this, see, all of this, what it does, we don't know what kind of spiritual effects it has in the spirit realm when these things happen. And through the soul tie, if we break an evil soul tie, if you've committed adultery with a woman or man, a woman with a man, break a soul tie with that individual and call back your soul. Brother Bill just now had lost a sister. And death was all over him, and that's what we were after. And we kept getting calling death off of him. But to get it off, I broke a soul tie between he and his dead sister. And that's when he got okay. We don't believe it. We hear something that we don't understand, and we, like the Lord told me, don't kick it out. Lay it aside and let the Holy Spirit minister it to you. But it's real, and it's got to be. Let's go to Psalm 7, and let me give you another scripture on the soul high, what the Word says about it. In Psalm 7, verse 2, well, verse 1 says, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest He tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. And because no one wants to believe that the soul can be fragmented, you're not being delivered from it. And he goes on to say, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I was delivered. I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. You say, well, let's talk about taking his life. All through the Psalms, there's deliverance. It talks about David talking about his enemies and all of this. And when God was talking about the soul being fragmented when there was none to deliver, when you weren't walking with the Lord, when you were still belonged to the devil, you lost a lot of your soul. There was none to deliver. And you need to call it back. As I said, the angels, God knows exactly where it is, and He sent His angels out to restore it. And let me tell you something. God showed me when I put this to practice for myself. I still do it. Because I can work on a person and form a soul tie with them in deliverance. You work on them a while and you just get so involved in their life and just feel like, women, did you ever make something, a cake or a cook or something and say, I just worked so hard on that part, I just put my heart and soul in it. We don't think anything about what we say. But we put our heart and soul in it. Well, we let a part of us go into things because we want it to be perfect and we work at it. So we need, you say, well, my soul's in cake or something. No, I'm telling you, you say that. You have done that. You've spoken that. So why don't you believe what you're saying with your mouth? And say, no, I'm not putting my soul in that. I want it all back. Every part of it. But I work on someone in deliverance sometimes and I just get so wrapped up in them. I want them free so bad. And I sit and weep over them because I want them free. And the Lord will begin to show me, hey, break a soul tie with them. Because they're drawing on you. And I break soul tie with them so they can't draw on me. You say, I never heard anything like that before. It's time you did. Because God wants us, you know why you need all your soul? Because God wants us to love Him with all of our heart and our soul. And if you don't have it all, our mind, will, emotions, our personality, every part of us, God wants it. I don't want the devil to have any part of mine. Hey, that demon tell me that 100 souls that night said, I got part of your soul. I'm going to take it to hell with me. I said, you ain't taking no part of my soul to hell with you. I'll tell you right now, I called my soul back out of that world in the name of Jesus. Boy, it made me mad. He was just telling me that, but I wasn't taking any chances. He wasn't having part of my soul. I don't want any part of mine missing. I want to love God with every part of my being. And I don't want to walk, when I'm 120, I don't want somebody to say, look at her, she just won't run a shell. She don't even know where she is. I'm going to have all my faculties are going to be in place.
Amen.
Nobody's going to put aging on me either. Nobody. Because the Word says, that with long life will I satisfy and assure myself thy salvation. And I'll tell you something. My spirit man is renewed day by day. God wants us to have all our soul to worship Him with, and we need to call it back. And there is a spirit that keeps people alive that should die, that ought to die. The brother was talking about the man this morning, said he commanded him to die. And there is one that will keep those alive, that will kill those that should die, that should live. Excuse me. There is a spirit that thing will, it said in Ezekiel, the hunter souls. I'd like to tell you some more stuff I know about that, but I ain't got time. But there are spirits that come. Now, this is why I went with Apollyon over in Revelation and Hunter Souls. There are some spirits that work between them that come into people and cause pain. And you can take them to the hospital, and they'll x-ray them, and they'll check, run all kinds of tests, and they cannot find anything wrong, and yet the people will die. It comes from Revelation, the ninth chapter, when it talks about those serpents. Forgot what they are. Oh, in Revelation 9, that come from the bottomless pit. There are spirits. And you need to know how to fight these things. You need to walk. Listen, am I scaring you? I hope so. Because if you don't get the word in you, if you don't walk in the word, the devil will walk all over you. You just came to deliverance camp. You better get your word in you. You better cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. You better station angels around you, and you better get your guns loaded. And your gun is the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the authority that's in that name. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. His name is highly exalted above every name. And the demons hate that. You use that on them when you're doing deliverance. God has given him a name that's above every name. You know, I always tell people why deliverance is so important. And you know, I'm not half through, but if we're going to do any deliverance, I'll have to quit. I always tell people, you know why I like deliverance? Because everything you get out of you and everything I get out of me, it's that much more room for God. And I can understand why people sit up and say, well, I don't have any demons. Listen, if I find something in you that I haven't thrown out of me, I'm going back after it on me, because it may be there in me too. I don't want anything that's not of God.
Amen.
And I don't want anything to stop me from receiving what God's got for me. The first step is to know Jesus. And when you recognize the fact that your body is not your own, you were bought with a price, that it belongs to God. People say, well, how can a demon live in there with God? Well, they say you've still got the old sin nature. That's how God lives in there with old sin nature. But know that the house is not yours and that God wants it cleansed. We've been hearing all week that God's preparing a son. And man, I want to be there. I want to be a son. I want to be in the hundredfold. I want to be the one that chases the devil with the two-edged sword with Jesus. When Jesus comes back and he's going to rule and reign on this earth, I want to be a part of his army. I want to be a part. I want to be there working. And if something happens, I'm not here. Man, I'm coming back with him and I'm still going to be here. But I'd just soon be here when he comes. Because God wants his people free. He wants you to believe that he wants you free. He said, they that call upon the Lord shall be delivered. You've got to call upon him as your deliverer. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. He cast out demons with his word. And over in Matthew 12 and in Luke 11, it says that Jesus said, if I with the finger of God cast out demons, or if I with the spirit of God cast out demons, he said to the Pharisees, the religious folks, said, well, then who do your folks cast them out with? You see, it's the finger of God, the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of God, is the same thing. And demons are cast out by the Spirit. You will manifest many demons by just praying in tongues. And one time I said, I can't find in the Scripture where they cast out demons by the Spirit. The Word said Jesus cast them out with his Word. And I was using the name of Jesus all the time in the Word of God. And then we had this when the Lord told me to throw that thing out by singing in the Spirit. And he left. You can manifest them by praying in tongues. But we need to know our authority. Do you really believe you've got authority?
Yes.
I'll tell you something. You better know it. The demons will say, you don't have any authority. Who do you think you are? They put you down real quick. They try to humiliate you, but if you want to humiliate them, tell them. Well, it's you that's on the floor, and this old, and they call me, tell me I'm too old, that I'll go. That I would quit, that I would give up, you're too old, you can't get up, you can't do this. I said, watch. I said, but this old mud ball's got you on the floor, and you're the ones crying for mercy. It makes them mad. They really like to hit you below the belt. But that's okay. You, even if they spit in your face, you don't get angry. You just go right on and with the love of Jesus. It's love. You minister in love, but you've got to believe. You've got to know that God has given you authority, and your authority comes from the throne where we're seated. Ephesians says we're seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. You're seated in heavenly places, aren't you? Far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And by the way, you need to do spiritual warfare. You need to do spiritual warfare. You need to bind principalities and powers and rulers and kings and thrones and dominions in the heavenlies. And loose the angels of God. See, Satan's got a kingdom above this earth, between heaven and earth. He's got a kingdom. And God's been telling us, hey, go into his kingdom and fight him. You've been doing all of you have been doing is trying to protect yourself. So go after him. So we've been going into his kingdom. We call for Michael the archangel and Gabriel to come and bring their angels and go and attack. You say, well, you can't do that. It's too late. I know it's done. We call for Michael many times because Michael was the one that cast Lucifer out of heaven. That's what Scripture says. He has us war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought Lucifer and his angels. And I say, Father, send Michael and his angels to attack. So can I do that? Sure. If you believe it. So when I tried that, and it didn't work, that's the problem. You tried it. You said, Father, I need an angel quick. You have authority. You've got to know it, and you need to do spiritual warfare. And I'll tell you this. If you do spiritual warfare in the heavenlies, you'll be fighting him on his ground instead of him coming and fighting you on your ground. Bind and loose. God gave us that authority in binding and loosing. I never go into deliverance that I don't bind every spirit. And I'll tell you something else I do. When we get through, we always cleanse the building.
Amen.
We call for the angels of the Lord to take out every spirit out of the building and remove them from around anybody's cars or anything so that they will, and we bind backlash and retaliation. You don't need to forget that because those are two things that really, really help protect you and protect your family. But I want you to know this afternoon that God wants us to have all of our soul back, and I want you to know that anyone that is an incest victim is not guilty. They did not cause it. Because God told Abraham to teach his children. He said, I know Abraham. He's the picture of a father protecting his children. And God meant for the father to protect the children, not to destroy them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to let my husband come up here and do the mass deliverance. And those that want deliverance from any of these, if you'll just let them go. Let them go. I always say God won't separate you from your friends. There's some there, and there's these. I always tell people when they come to a church, I said, you can take them home with you if you want to. They don't go home with me. I have my own to go home with me. Praise the Lord.
Before we start, I've got the formula for deliverance. All new ones all came in here. You want to know how to do it. What do I do when I start? I've got the formula. You do it just exactly like God said. Do it at that particular time. There is no formula. There is no way to approach it. You listen to the Word of God. They'll come out by the Word of God. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind principalities and powers, but I bind the demons in this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over the spirits that are harassing this people, and I command them to be obedient to the Word of God and to my voice as I call their name, that to command them to come out immediately in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they cannot stay. They have been here too long. And in the name of Jesus, I bind them to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ through our calling in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you for setting your people free. Even before we start, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That spirit of Leviathan, Leviathan. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stir you up. I command you, loose his people. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of them. Come out of them. That snake, that serpent around the back. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that pride that holds up of Leviathan, spirit of pride, pride, in the name of the Lord Jesus, command you, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the strong will, the strong will. Loose them and let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will obey. Strong will, stiff neck, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The unteachable spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against an unteachable spirit. I command it to loose this people. Loose them in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. And that religious spirit, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, all that spiritual pride, I command you to bow. Bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. False tongues. False tongues. I command you to go. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. False salvation. That spirit of false salvation that blinds the mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. I take authority over you and I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You will obey. You will bow to the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ego. Ego. Let them go. That pride and ego. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus. All the lust. Lust in Jesus' name. You will obey. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eye. And all that pride of life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Pride of life. Lust of the eye. Lust of the eye. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will obey. You will bow in Jesus' name. You have no authority here. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that evil soul tie that's over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break it with between husband and wife first in the name of the Lord Jesus. An evil soul tie. Can't break a good one. You can't break the good one. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the evil soul tie between husband and wife in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break an evil soul tie with persons that you've had close contact with, buddies, war buddies, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You formed a real tie with a war buddy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that tie in the name of the Lord Jesus and I call your soul back. I call every portion of your soul. I ask the angels to go and return your soul from all the places that it is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And every person that you've had sex with out of marriage, out of wedlock, I call your soul back from every person that you've ever had sex with out of wedlock. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for surely a part of your soul left you there. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call it back in Jesus' name. And I call that soul tie out, that evil soul tie on all those names, on all those things that I've called. I call that evil soul tie out in the name of the Lord Jesus. You've got to go. You've got to go. No, the soul tie has to go. I break the power of that soul tie, and I command it to come out. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, evil soul tie. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You will obey. You will bow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go over those again. Pride. Spirit of pride. Strong will. Stiff neck. Unteachable spirit. Yes, every one of you. Bow. Bow in the name of Jesus. Religious spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus, false tongues, false salvation, ego, lust, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. Every one of you, you will bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I speak to addiction. Addiction in the name of the Lord Jesus. We get addicted to many things. All types of addiction. Addiction to food. You get addicted to food. Sweets, chocolates, Addiction. Spirit of addiction. There's a spirit of addiction. I command you, loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. Spirit of addiction. Spirit of addiction. You get addicted to drugs. You can take prescription drugs and become very much addicted to them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of addiction. In Jesus' name, I command that spirit of addiction to come out. The craving for that drug. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the results of that drug. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's some that have been on street drugs, perhaps. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's all types of street drugs. There's uppers, there's downers, there's cocaine, there's crack, there's angel dust, there's any number of others that people have been involved with. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, loose this people, all the drug spirits, come out. Prescription drug spirits that you are addicted to. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. You get addicted to nicotine. That spirit of nicotine, I command that spirit of nicotine to loose you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, it won't go if you want to hold on to it. But like I tell everybody, I don't go to bed with these spirits. You do. You can hold on to any spirit you wish to hold on to. All you've got to do is just let him sit there and do nothing. But if you want to fight him, everybody take a deep breath. Take another one. Just get a moving now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, addiction. Addiction to nicotine. The craving. The cigarettes. The tobacco. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah, we've all, much of us, been smoking in our life. The puffing. I command that old spirit of puffing to come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The smokestack. I command the smokestack to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All that addiction. Addiction and that spirit of nicotine. I break the power of that spirit of a nicotine. And I command you to loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is the power of Jesus that sets you free. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, there's a spirit of depression. Depression. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out. All the spirits of depression. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just drove out that spirit of death over here. Spirit of death. It has to go here. It's out there. It's out there right now in Jesus' name. Oh, you haven't recognized him yet, but the spirit of death. Death. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on out of there. Come on out. You can't stay. Death. Death. Spirit of death. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Early death. Early death. You've got to go. You have no place in this body and this temple of the Holy Spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, spirit of early death. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to that spirit of cancer. Cancer. You're a liar. You're a liar. You have to go. Spirit of cancer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to go back. I want after cocaine. I want that spirit of cocaine. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Spirit of cocaine. Spirit of crack. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the addiction. The addiction in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Angel dust. Angel dust. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, cancer. Cancer of the lung. Cancer of the lung. That spirit of cancer. Come out. I just speak to that spirit of cancer and I rule it null and void. You'll not bear fruit this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold. I break your hold. Cancer of lung. Cancer of the breast. All types of cancer. Cancer of the uterus. Cancer of the stomach cancer. cancer in the bowel, all types of cancer, blood cancer, in the name of Jesus, whatever form of cancer is there, that spirit of cancer has to go. I break your hold. Cancer, loose them. Loose them, that hidden cancer, cancer that has not been diagnosed yet. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to that cancer that's never been diagnosed, and I command it to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those lumps in the breast, I command you, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you will obey. I rule you null and void in your power over the individual. Come out. Come out. You have no place in this God's people. Cancer of the throat. Cancer of the lips. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak to spirit of emphysema. Emphysema in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Emphysema. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. That's all right. Let them handle that one over there. It's nothing but a demon manifesting. He's just another one. It's got to go. It's got to go. Let's all concentrate on those things that harass us. Take another deep breath. Let's get them moving now. Come on. I don't think you're going to get delivered just by taking a deep breath, but I want you to let him know you believe he's got to go. And that's the only way he's going to go, when you start believing that he's got to go in the name of Jesus. That sleepiness and the drowsiness. Everybody gets sleepy when they start reading the Bible. When the preacher starts preaching, do you get sleepy? Well, that sleepy spirit has to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the drowsiness, the one that puts the drowsiness when you go into church, when you sit down in the pew, that makes you want to go to sleep. You don't want you to hear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of drowsiness and sleepiness, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break power of any sacrifice that you've made to a demon. Any agreement, any covenant you've made with a demon in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, we do that. We even make them with Satan himself. You don't realize that you've done it. Some do. And then some cover it up. But any agreement, any covenant with a demon, I rule null and void, and I break the power of that with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I apply that blood freely to every person that's ever made an agreement or a covenant with a demon in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I command that covenant to be broken in Jesus' name. Broken, never to bear any fruit in this life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I call it out. I call that covenant out, that agreement you've made in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of confusion. Spirit of confusion. Loose them and come out. God didn't confuse you. God gave you a sound mind and no fear in there. That spirit of fear has to go also. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I call out that confusion. Confusion. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness. Blindness to the Word of God. Blindness that keeps you from reading and understanding and hearing the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, loose them and come out. That demon that stops you from receiving of the Word, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break the power of that mind control. Mind control in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them and let them go. And the witchcraft, I break the curses of witchcraft that's been loosed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is someone here under a strong curse right now? In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority over that witchcraft curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I break it at the point of origin in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I ask angels to destroy every fetish that's been used and every amulet that's been used to make this curse work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I release them from the power of that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I call that curse out. I called all the curses out. I call the curses of witchcraft out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Witchcraft curses. I call curses of words. Words that were spoken. Words that were hurt. That will hurt. Words that were loosed against you. Whether you heard them or not, they formed a curse. They have to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, words, curse of words, loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of astrology. Astrology. These spirits that we get off into when we trust in the devil for things that we should only trust for the Lord in. Astrology is one of them. You read your horoscope? How many read your horoscope? Anybody read the horoscope? Anybody ever read the horoscope? I break the power of the curse over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call that horoscope out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break its power over you. That demon that came in as you opened the door to reading the horoscope in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break its power in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I release you from it. And I call it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amulets. I call out those spirits of amulets, astrology and charms and crystal ball and crystals in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, anyone that's ever been involved in it, you picked up a spirit and I demand that spirit loose you and let you go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fortune telling, enchantments, four-leaf clover, hexes, horoscopes, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of alcohol. Spirit of alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold. I command you to loose this people. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of alcohol. Alcohol in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Get back on those drugs again. All those drugs. We didn't name marijuana. Marijuana. Spirit of marijuana. Come out. Come out. Oh, we just tried it. We didn't mean anything by it. The devil did, though. You picked up a spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Marijuana, spirit of marijuana. Loose them and let them go. The addiction, hashes, cocaine, crack. I call out the addiction, the taste, the craving, the desire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for all drugs, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That spirit, Satanism, anybody that's worshipped Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ever made an agreement with Satan, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of that agreement and call it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the curses and the hexes and the vexes that were loosed against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call out a spirit of a witch. Spirit of a witch in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't think we called out abuse. Abuse in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command that spirit of abuse to loose you and come out. Loose you in the name of Jesus. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Child abuse. Child abuse. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Mental abuse. Mental abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Physical abuse. Physical abuse. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of incest. Incest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. I take authority over that spirit of incest. The Lord Jesus Christ demands that spirit of incest manifest itself right now in Jesus' name and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of incest. In Jesus' name. Yes, come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place here. You have no place in God's people. in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The blood sacrifice, the child sacrifice, the spells, the abuse, the hatred, the medium. I call that medium out. I call a familiar spirit out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The soothsayer. All the occult practices in the name of the Lord Jesus. All those are practices that I've named. You have no place here. I command you to loose this people. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The spells, the vexes, the hexes, the incantations, the jinxes, the blood sacrifice. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. That spirit of rebellion, rebellion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of rebellion, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Rebellion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of destruction, destruction. I take authority over that spirit of destruction. I command you to loose this people. Loose them. Apollyon, Abaddon. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. Manifest yourself. In the name of Jesus, Apollyon and Abaddon, come out in Jesus' name. Yes, you will manifest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. 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 Let them go. Let them go. Spirit of sorcery. Sorcery in the name of Jesus. Spirit of idolatry. Idolatry in the name of the Lord Jesus. The wizard, the witches in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call the wizard and the witch out. Hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, and the mutterings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The incantations. I come against rape, the spirit of rape, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call out a spirit of rape in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you, spirit of rape, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Spirit of murder, violence, rage, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of lying, lying and deception. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Lord rebuke you. Spirit of hate. Hate of men. Hate of God. You mean somebody that hate God? Hate of God. It's there. It's a spirit. Now, I didn't say you hated God. It's a spirit. And if it's there, it will eventually manifest itself and it'll cause you real problems. All the spirits we call doesn't necessarily mean you're operating in that spirit. The spirit is there, and it don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to anything that we call. If it's not that strong, now is the time to move it and get it out, because one day it'll take over. One day it will take over if you let it stay. And it will revolt and manifest itself and cause people to do a whole manner of things that they would never do in any other situation. So if you have any idea that these spirits are there that we're calling, you command them from the inside to go. Resist them with everything you have. Demand that they leave you. Now is the time to be set free. That Antichrist spirit, the false prophet, the beast, Abaddon, Apollyon, bestiality, sexual perversion, in the name of the Lord Jesus, adultery, harlotry, incest, abuse, hate of men, hate of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Incantations, murder and violence and rage and anger and lying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay. You got to go. You got to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. witchcraft, wizards, Satanism, sorcery, and idolatry. Wouldn't think they would be in the house of the Lord. And yet they're there. The spirits are there. And they have to go. They can't stay. They can't stay in God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's go back over the addictive spirits. Addictive. In the name of Jesus. Nicotine. Nicotine. In the name of Jesus. Alcohol. Spirits of alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, you don't drink? How about some member of your family? Back up in the bloodline. Do you know what your great-great-grandfather did? The sins of the father are committed onto the church.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.